Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
That was me. My name is Quentin McDaniel.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
I was calling to about an initial claim because I tried to do it online and it wouldn't let me, so it told me to call this number.
Okay. And I have the social security number.
416-278-6639.
And can you verify the driver's license number and your mother's maiden name for security reasons, please?
Well, my ID number is, my state ID is I907754.
And the mother's maiden name?
McDaniel.
Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
No, ma'am.
Date of birth?
9/12/1987.
Male or female?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English the preferred language?
Yes.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty at the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
12 for the pool, some college.
Okay. And if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive the payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for your payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
I'll take one of you guys' cards. Okay. Well, what can it be? Can it be my checking account?
It depends on if you have a traditional bank account or not.
I have prepaid. I have Chime. Is that considered one?
No, sir. That is a prepaid account, and we only accept traditional bank accounts.
Okay. Well, I'll just use one of you guys' cards.
All right. So, when you made your selection, you are provided information regarding their prepaid account, including a pre-disclosure of fees associated with that prepaid benefits card. Did you hear that previous information?
You said, did I already hear it?
Yes.
I agree to it.
Okay. Your mailing address?
2022 Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N, Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36110.
You said 2022 Gibson Street, G-I-B as in boy, S-O-N, Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36110.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is the residential address the same as the mailing address?
Yes, ma'am.
And has the address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Moment, please. My system is moving a little slow.
You're fine.
And your telephone number? 334-370-4708. Thank you. All right, so have you ever purchased property before?
No, ma'am.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? is at 1855 Slevin Drive, 4337. Okay, that's the first one.
1855.
Got it. All right, so which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Is that 4306 Rainbow Road?
Yes,
44
ma'am.
Hollis? Okay,
perfect. 4306.
So did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government within the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
I never understood that question. Does that mean just like a regular person, or do you actually mean like government,
working through the U.S. government? So
state.
Working for the U.S. government would be like, say you worked for the United States Postal Service.
Oh,
or,
no,
you know,
man. I'm working at Walmart. I always thought that question meant like just a regular citizen.
Yeah, no, so it means that, you know, it is a citizen, but it's just a citizen that's employed by the federal government. That's all.
Right. Like the post office or the bank or something like that.
Yeah, kind of in that area. Or like say you were in the army, or you know, you have a federal like army job, you know, things of that sort. All right. And so did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
So when was the last day that you worked?
The last day I worked was Friday the 9th, December the 9th.
Okay. So since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Mm-hmm.
And are you available for all shifts in the normal trade or occupation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
I'm sorry, repeat that one more time.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Is that considered like 401k as well?
Yes, a pension is something that you pay into. So if you've been paying into your 401k, then yes, that would count.
Yeah, I think I did have a 401k account with them, with Walmart.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was through Merrill Lynch or something like that.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving a worker's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I say 80 to 100.
Okay.
What's 80 to 100? Here to Prattville. That's probably an estimate.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Ooh. Oh, that's a tough one. I would say maybe $12.50. Because I was getting paid $16.52. And I've been on the same job for 7 years. So that's a tough one. I would say $12.50.
Okay. And do you work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
And your job title?
I was a customer service representative.
And are you seeking work in the current occupation?
Say it one more time.
Are you seeking work in the current occupation?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and you said your last employer was Walmart, correct?
Uh-huh.
And the telephone number to Walmart?
334-284-4181.
The day you started working there?
I started working there August 1st of 2016.
And you said the last day that you worked was December when again?
December 9th, 2022.
Okay. The city the work was performed in?
City of Montgomery, state of Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after the last day of work? That includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay.
Oh, no, man. They don't even give that. I wish they did.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
All right, and why are you no longer working?
I'm sorry?
Why are you no longer working? Did you quit? Were you fired, laid off?
Well, my job, well, I was terminated, terminated.
Okay, and what was the reason for the discharge?
I guess it was a operations violation.
Okay.
Apparently the procedure that I did was wrong, but instead of them holding me accountable as far as, like, I had a conversation, let me know, hey, what you did was wrong, or doing a write-up and having me sign or anything like that, I was just automatically terminated. So I don't have any disciplinary action at all within my whole 7 years of being employed there. 6 years.
The name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Jessica Lampkin, and that's Lampkin.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of the weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm about to provide you with your PIN number for the weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
Hold on 1 second. Let me grab a pen and paper.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in my notes. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so that PIN number is going to be 3987. And I'm about to provide you with some further instructions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the following instructions, the telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update the online resume. A failure to do so will result in an interruption of the benefits.
Okay.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you must file a weekly certification, either by the telephone or the internet, in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
And if you choose to file via the telephone number you need to call every week, it's going to be 800 752 7389. So your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but never on a Saturday. Please make sure your family get first certification, either by the telephone or the internet, this upcoming Sunday, okay?
And this was in this particular pin that I need, I have to use that every week?
Yes, to file the weekly certification or to check the status on that website.
Okay.
All right, so we've completed the unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.